Today's shir is dedicated for his chusfer for shleima, for shalom and bracha. Today's shir is Masechta Nedarim, daf lamed vav, and we will begin on daf lamed vav, amen aleph, at the top of the amid, masr of simi bar abba. In our previous shir, we had begun a discussion if kahane shluchi didon or shluchi d'rachmana. How does the halacha view the position of the shluchim? Are they considered shluchim of the people who they are bringing kabbanos on their behalf? Or are they considered shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, doing a job that was given to them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And as we discussed in our previous year, the Gemara has already identified, that mechusri kapara, that somebody who has a carbon brought on their behalf, because without that carbon, they would not be able to eat kachim, they would not be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash, there, the kahanim are not shluchei didan. But in other situations, the Gemara has not yet resolved, how does the halacha view the kahanim? Ask the Gemara, that the kohanim, a shluchi didon, the kohanim are the shlichim of us who are bringing the carbon on our behalf. Masr of Simi Bar Abba, we learned in a braisa, imha yekoyin, if the person who I may not benefit from is a koyin, yizrakalov, he's allowed to sprinkle on my behalf, dam chatos of Hashamai. So the Gemara is assuming that chatos of Hashamai means that if I'm bring a carbon chattis, I'm bringing a carbon asham, and this kohen is doing the avoda. And as the achrayim point out, the Gemara is particularly focused on the zrika stam, because zrika stam is the most essential part, the most essential avoda in the bringing of a carbon. So Gemara is saying that here I'm bringing a carbon, but I'm not a mechusri kapara. So if I'm not an individual who's a mechusri kapara, how could he bring, I'm just bringing a karm chattis, karm asham, that I'm obligated to bring. So the Gemara is asking, how could he bring that void, how could he do that on my behalf if he is shluchei didan, if he's considered my shliach, and I made a nether that I may not have any hanor from him. So says the Gemara, when it says chatosai and ashamai in the Mishnah, it means dam chatosai shamatzara, dam ashamai shamatzara, which are kabbanas that are brought because the mitzaira is a mechusri kapara until these kabbanas are brought. The ksiv, zayis tiyas tayar mitzaira, and we go back to a limud that we already had in the previous year. The Torah introduces the parasha Mitzayra, says Zayis Tiyas Tayar Mitzayra, to teach us Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, whether I'm a Gadol or a Katan, whether the Mitzayra is a Gadol or a Katan. So Katan obviously doesn't have any Das. Still, the Kabbanis of a Mitzayra are brought. So we see that because those Kabbanis are being brought as Mechusri Kapara, that's why there's no Das. And that's why anyone can bring the carbon. Even if shluch didon, even if he's my shliach, it wouldn't make a difference. So it's still not a raya to the question if kohanim shluch didon or shluch d'rachmana. Our Mishnah is not going to, that's not going to be proved. We know that there's a parasha in the Torah of the parasha of Pigel, that if one of the following avoided the shchita, kabal stam, halach stam uzrika, if while the kohen is doing that melacha, he has a machshava to chutz l'zmanoi, to eat the carbon past the prescribed time that the Torah allows the carbon to be eaten, or chutz l'mekaymai, or take the carbon outside where it may be taken, the carbon becomes pigel. Not only does the carbon become pigel, somebody who, rachmal tzlon, eats a carbon which is pigel, is chayiv kares. So the Mishnah says the Gemara Masechta Gittin Daf Mem Dal Rama Beis teaches us a kahanim shepigel b'megdush. If a kohen brought a carbon or a machsheves pigel, mezidin, if he did it b'mezid chayovim. So now the question is, of course, the carbon that's pigul is possible. So somebody brought a carbon, the kohen made it pigul. The halacha is that if he did it deliberately, the chayiv. And Rashi Masechet Gittin explains that even if the carbon that he was bringing on my behalf, that I had brought, was a carbon nedava, which is a carbon of harei zu, which the halacha is that if something happens to the carbon, I don't have to replace it. So why should he have to pay me? It's not going to cost me anything because I need not replace that carbon. So Rashi Masechet Gittin says, I wanted to bring a carbon. The kohen, by having this machsheves pigel, made it into pigel and made it possible. So what I wanted to have accomplished, wasn't accomplished, and that's why if he did it b'mezid, I'm entitled to be paid for that damage. And in fact, based on this, the Chazon Ish proves that the chiyuvim mehezek, the chiyuvim that if somebody damages somebody else, that the Torah is so concerned about paying this person for the damage that was done to him. From here we see, says the Chazon Ish, it doesn't mean that I had a financial loss. That if I don't have a financial loss, there's no chiyuv, there's a chiyuv for paying hezek. The Nesivus disagrees. But again, Okanish Pegel Bemigdash, Mamiza, if they did it deliberately, Chayavim, they have to compensate the person's car who brought that carbon. Hashagig, if they did it Bishagig, Peturim. Ella, even though they did it Bishagig, that doesn't mean that it's not Pigel. The Aloch is Pigel. So the Rishonim ask a question. The Aloch is that why? So the Gemara is proving that if they did it b'shagig, the carbon is possible. So says the Gemara. Yeah, if we're going to say that they're considered shluchim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they are independent, and the Torah established the halacha pigel, and that's why Hanan should be gulam pigel. If they had a machshavas pigel, they are pigel. Eli Amrit asked the Gemara. Shluchi don't have a. If they're going to say that we're going to say that the kanim are our shluchim, I might be gulam pigel. Why would it be pigel? V'lei malei, why can't the person on whom they're bringing the carbon say shliach shavisicha l'tkuni v'lei lavsi? I only appointed you to be a shliach to do something on my behalf, not to make my carbon pigel. So before we go further, of course, the question is, why is there a difference between shagig and mezid? If it's considered an act of hezek, when a kohen makes my carbon pigel, so why are we differentiating if it was b'shagig or b'mezid? Particularly, as we're going to Mitzvah Shem learn in Masechta Baba Kama, the halacha is odem mu'ud la'olam. A person is always responsible for what he did, even if he had made hezek b'shagig. So the answer is that this hezek is not really considered a full-fledged hezek, because it's a hezek shein nikar. It's a hezek that's really not something that you could see. Pigel, as we just explained, is only b'machshava, not b'maisa. So a hezek shein nikar is not considered really a hezek, and that's why b'mezid chazal still punish them, that because they had this deliberately this wrong machshava, they're going to have to compensate me. If it was b'shagig, chazal did not make that knas. And as I saw, the Gemara Masechet Gittin explains that the reason chazal didn't punish them when they did it b'shagig, because chazal were concerned that he may not tell me. If the kohen accidentally made this carbon pigel, and he knows that it's going to, now he's going to know that it's going to cost him for having made my carbon pigel, he won't disclose to me. So from here we see that the fact that the kohanim, that the fact that they can make a carbon pigel, it must be the shluchi de shmaya. Because if the shluchi de don, I could always say that I didn't appoint you to do damage for me. So the Rishonim ask, why don't we bring a raya from the fact that they make pigel b'mezid? That's also proof, shluchid rachmanu. Why did the Gemara have to bring proof from shogig. You could have brought a proof for mezid. So the Ran explains, even if we'll say shluchi d'don, if a kohen deliberately made a carbon pigle, so then he's not. What he's essentially saying is he's proclaiming, I'm not your shliach. If I sent a kohen to bring a carbon on my behalf and bring it properly, and then he b'mezid makes it pigle, what he's saying is I'm not acting as your shliach. If he's not acting as my shliach, then of course he makes it pigle. But when he did it b'shoigig, he didn't rescind the shlichus. Since he didn't rescind the shlichus, still it's made pigle. It must be that the shluchei drachmana. Another teretz that the Rosh suggests, if we would only ask for mezid, the Gemara might have said that yes, the shluchei d'don, why do they have to pay? Because if you did such a terrible thing b'mezid, then the halacha is that you have to pay as a kanas rabbanim. Another teretz, the Rishonim suggest, if the kohen is going to have to pay the carbon, so then I can't have any complaint to the shliach. I can't have a complaint to the kohen because I'm going to get paid back. Able to bring another carbon. Only in the case of shogig, where the carbon is apostle carbon, and I'm not getting reimbursed, that's where it's a proof that if they were my shlichim, I should have said, So Rosh explains, what is the Gemara saying? That since Ein Adam Oysa Dovah Shana Shalai, a person cannot make something which doesn't belong his, usher, only if he's empowered to be my shliach. But if I'm not going to appoint somebody to be a shliach under these circumstances, then the halacha is that he's not my shliach, and therefore he cannot disqualify something which is not his. Amri, so answers the Gemara, Shani Bepigo. Even though if we say shluchi d'don, as the Gemara just said, I, the owner, should be able to claim shliach shivasichel tkuniv loyv l'avsi. Pigel is a whole new halacha. Damakra, the Torah, when it speaks about pigel, says loyv chashiv loy pigel yiya mikamakay. That the Torah is saying there's a special din as far as hilchas pigel is concerned. That even though I, who am the one that appointed him to be my shliach, don't want him to be a shliach on this and under these circumstances. The Torah says, and this is the way Rabbi Baruch Ber in the Sefer Birkas Shmuel explains, the Torah was mechadish a new halacha as far as Hilchos Pigel. What was the new halacha? The Torah was mechadish that whoever brings the carbon, even if he's not the owner of the carbon, he's only the shliach of the owner, the Torah says he has the ability I'm making a carbon pigle. And therefore, we don't have an answer to that question yet, if kohanim are shluchi d'don or shluchi d'rabbanim. Gufo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol tzrichin das, whenever a carbon is brought, you have to have consent of the owner. Chutz mi mechusu kapora. We discussed this in our previous year as well, that when a carbon which is brought from mechusu kapora, you know, that in order that the person should be able to eat kachim, enter the base of Mikdash, there you don't have to have the consent of the owner. Shrei Adam, maybe carbon al-banav al-banayis v'ketanim, as we're going to see that the carbon could be brought for young children, even though they don't have das. So we see that das is not required. However, when it's a carbon which is being brought for kapara, so if the person who the carbon is being brought on his behalf because he did an aveira, he needs a kapara, if he's not involved in the carbon at all, then the carbon doesn't help any. The carbon is not just the bringing of the animal. The point of the carbon is that the person should be doing tshuva. And without das, there is no tshuva. However, this issue that we just discussed, that we can learn from the fact that somebody can bring a carbon on behalf of his children, that das is not required because they obviously, the ketanim, don't have das, is really relevant to a halachic concept. And that is the concept of donan efshe mishi efshe. A parent
could bring a carbon on behalf of a child who doesn't have das, who's not bar bas mitzvah, because such a child doesn't have the ability to bring his own carbon. He doesn't have the necessary das. The question that needs to be discussed is what's going to be the halacha if you have an individual who Baruch Hashem does have das. If you have an individual who Baruch Hashem does have das, maybe an argument can be made that such an individual has to have his carbon has to be brought das. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that is a proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Doran Efsher, even in a case where das is possible, we learn the halacha of Mishi Efsher from a place where das is impossible. The case that we just discussed, the case of a cotton bringing a carbon. Elamiyata says the Gemara, if that's the case, Yavi Adam Chatas Chelev Chaveroi, the halacha ought to be that somebody could bring a Chatas Chelev, as we've learned in previous Shurim. Chatas Chelev is the way the Gemara describes if somebody did an Aveira, B'shoigig, he's Chayev Kerm Chatas. Why is it called Chatas Chelev? So the Rishonim give two explanations. One explanation is because the most common case where people would have to bring a karm chattas for doing an aveira b'shoigig is when they ate chalev, when they ate non-kosher food. That was the most common case when a karm chattas was brought. Another explanation is because the din of a karm chattas that it's brought when somebody does an aveira b'shoigig is taught to us in the parasha where the Torah teaches us that we may not eat chalev. And that's why it's called chattas chalev. The halacha should therefore be that if somebody did an aveir b'shoigig for which he's mechuyev to bring a karm chattas, the halacha ought to be that somebody could be able to bring a karm chattas without his consent. As we find, shekein adam mevi al ishto shoita, a husband could bring a carbon for his wife who nebuch is a shoita, to Rabbi Yehuda. The same, you could bring a carbon on behalf of your wife, even though she unfortunately doesn't have das. The halacha ought to be that any carbon can be brought on behalf of someone else when they don't have das. Even though she's an efsher, and the person who we're talking about does have das, but Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is, don an efsher, misham, loy efsher. And ask the Gemara, alama am Rabbi Lazar, why did Rabbi Lazar teach us, hamafish chetes chelev al chaveroi, if somebody brings a chetes chelev on behalf of someone else, loyasa klum, it's a meaningless carbon. So before the Gemara goes further, the Gemara says that we just learned that Rabbi Yehuda says that somebody could bring a karatas chalev for his wife who's a shoita. Ask the Gemara, ish the shoita echadami, exactly what is the circumstance that we're referring to? Ida achla, she shoita, if a woman, when she's a shoita, ate chalev, ate non-kosher food, labas karmini, she's not responsible for what she did. She's a shoita, so she's not obligated to bring a carbon. Vida achla, kshi bekachas, if when she ate the chalev, she was baruch healthy, and then the status, and then she got ill, then asked the Gemara, "Hom Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Ravua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ocha chalev, that if somebody ate chalev while they were mentally fine, vifrish carbon, and then they separated a carbon chattas, and then in the shtata, and then they became deranged, and then chazdav and nishtafa, and then they became healthy again, puzzle. That carbon is puzzle. Because there's a concept in carbonus, however nitcha nitcha, that a person who, a carbon that became disqualified, remains permanently disqualified. So certainly in our case, if the wife is now a shaita, even if she, when she did the aveira, she was not, where would there be a circumstances that she would have to bring a carbon? The only case that we could come up with, we have to learn in the Gemara, is a mechusar kapara. Because a mechusar kapara, as we keep on learning in our shurim, is a whole new concept. Because the carbon is not being bought like a chatas for somebody who did an aveira and needs a kapara. Rather, the carbon is being brought because this individual wants to be able to eat kachim. This individual wants to be able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. For that, you don't need das. But we don't have any proof that you could bring a karm chatas on somebody, on behalf of somebody who doesn't have das. El Ma'ata, says the Gemara, if the halacha still is that Rabbi Yochanan has taught us, that donen efsher mishi efsher. We can learn the halacha of something that are not exactly the same. Even though in one case, you don't need das because it's impossible, you can learn from there to a case where das is possible. So ask the Gemara, the halacha ought to be, yavi adam pesach al-chaveri. A person should be able to bring a karm pesach on behalf of someone else, even without his knowledge. Shekein adam mevi, a bonav abnois v'ktanim. Somebody could bring a karm pesach on behalf of his children who are ktanim. The halacha is, as we learned in Masech the Pesachim, Daf Samach Aleph, that the karm pesach could only be eaten by people who are money, people who are registered to eat from that karm pesach. The katanim don't have the mental das, the mental capacity, to become registered in the karm pesach. Still, the fact that the father brings a karm pesach for them is adequate. So we should be able to learn from there that one person should be able, even though the katan has no das, the father bringing the karm pesach on their behalf is all that we need. So the halacha should be the same by every individual. One person should be able to bring a karm pesach on behalf of another person. Alama Amar Rabbi Lazar, why did Rabbi Lazar teach us that the halacha actually is that hifresh pesach al chaveroi, if you brought a karm pesach on behalf of somebody else, lo yasu klum, if that person did not consent. Amar Rabbi Zeira answers the Gemara. The Torah says that, where does the Torah say that you have to register on a karm pesach? That pasuk says celibes of us. Lav deraisa. The halach is that din is not a chiv deraisa. What that means is the way the Ran explains that ketanim have a chiv to eat a karm pesach, but the din of menuyim was not said by ketanim. Another pshat is that Tosfos and the Rosh learn that ketanim don't have a chiv to eat karm pesach at all, and therefore, since they don't have a chiv to eat karm pesach, they don't have to register. If they have no chiv and they're not registered, so how could they eat from a karm pesach to which they are not registered? Says Tosfos, since their entire chiv of eating karm pesach is only because of chinuch, it's only midrabanan. So the rabbanan chiyuv of them eating karm pesach is only on the eating part, not on the menuyim part. But that speaks only to ketanim, but it doesn't speak to gedolim. Gedolim, the halacha is that they could eat karm pesach, they only could eat karm pesach if they're money, if they're registered on the karm pesach, and if they're not registered, you can't bring karm pesach shaloi midatoi. Ask the Gemara of Mamai, how do we know this, that a katan can eat the karm pesach? And we're going to learn like the Ran and the Shita, that the way to understand the Gemara is that the Torah did not say the din of minuyim to ketanim. Where did we learn that from? Beritanan. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim teaches us, Haim Labonov, that somebody tells his children, as he came to Yerushalayim before Pesach to bring the Karm Pesach, Hareini Shoichet Es Pesach, Amnas Mishi Yalem Mechem Rishin Yerushalayim. I'm bringing the Karm Pesach on behalf of the first of you who will enter Yerushalayim. So the halacha is, Kim Shechnes Rishin Rosh V'Rubay, as soon as the first of the children mostly enter Yerushalayim, Zoyke Bechalkai, he gets a share in the Karm Pesach. And not only does he get a shear in the Karm Pesach, Zoyche Bechelkoi, Mezaka Af Echav Imoi, his brothers, his siblings also. I Amrit, Selabayis Daraisa, if we're going to say that the Chiv of Selabayis is a Chiv Daraisa, even by Ketanim, Sha'al Bisrukoi Mezakaloi, so the question is, they already, what if it's before the Shechita, that then we understand. But if this Mishnah is speaking about that the father already brought the Karm Pesach, how could he register them at that point? It's too late. Ella, so it must be that there's no din of menuyin, and therefore, even though the father brought the Karm Pesach already,
then he could say this. So if that's the case, that there's no chiv minui on a Karban Pesach, so what was this point of the entire statement that the father said? Says the Gemara, he didn't. It doesn't make a difference. He really was mezaka all of his children in the Karban Pesach. The children are ketanim, and they get a portion of the Karban Pesach even if they weren't money. So what was the point of making this declaration? Says the Gemara, kedei lezazim mitzvah. He wanted to encourage them to come quickly to do the mitzvah of eating from the Karban Pesach. And tani nami hachi, mas ayiv hakidim banis labanim. A father made this type of declaration, and the mitzvah, and the girls in the family arrived in Yerushalayim before the boys. The nimtza, we have here a family, banas rizus for banim shvelim, where the daughters were more quicker to do the mitzvah than the boys. But it's only just to encourage them to quickly do the mitzvah. And in fact, the Sefer Charedim says, and our Gemara could very much serve as the proof to what the Sefer Reidim says, mitzvah loritz lebeis haknesses lebeis hamedrash, ulchad uchod v'amitzvah. There's a mitzvah to run to do a mitzvah, and he says that even is on Shabbos when one is not supposed to run, as the pasuk says, neida nirdef aladas Hashem. And the Chidah says the same, that whenever somebody is going to do something proper, not only going to the shul, but if you're going to be in Vaka Choyle, you're going to do Gemilas Chesed, the halacha is you should do it as quickly as possible. Even though the Maral says that the mitzvah of Schar Psiyos, of Schar Alicha, only applies when one goes to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, he says if somebody's running to the sukkah, there is no concept of Schar Psiyos. So he says even though there is no concept of Schar Psiyos, that doesn't change the reality that, as our Gemara says, and the fact that parents are supposed to be mechanech their children to do a mitzvah bezrizus. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah said that if somebody made a neder that I'm not allowed to benefit from you, that person could take off truma on my behalf. Tayrim es truma asof. Ibailhu. Ask the Gemara, hatayrim, if somebody takes off truma semaisris, mishaloi al shal chaveroi, from his fruit on behalf of me. Tzarech midatoi, tzarech datoi, does he have to have my consent or loy? Or does he not have to have my consent? And the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrinim, kivin deschus loy, so he's taking his fruit, taking truma on my behalf is a schus, he's doing a benefit for me. And the halacha is, zochen la'adam sheloy befanav. You could do something to somebody else's benefit without their consent. So here, taking truma on my behalf is doing something positive on my behalf, and therefore we say, zochen la'adam shloi b'fonav. Oidilma, maybe, so why should it be a question? Why certainly can somebody not just take off truma on my behalf? Mitzvah delehi, it's my mitzvah, v'nichle l'mavdei, and I want to have the opportunity to do the mitzvah myself, and therefore you taking truma on my behalf without my consent is unacceptable. Obviously, when we have this discussion, we're obviously speaking about a case where you're not using my fruit, you're using your fruit, as we're going to be speaking. And the halacha here is that, and the question here is it considered a schus or not? The achrayim point out that the entire discussion here is when you're taking truma on behalf of a gadol. But if you're taking off truma on behalf of a katan, by katan, we only say zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav. We only say zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav if it's a pure schus. If our Gemara just said that it's not a pure schus, because you're taking away the opportunity from that person to do his own mitzvah, for katan, there's no question that it would not be acceptable. Toshma, the Mishnah just taught us, that even though I made a nether that I may not benefit from you, you could take off Trumas and Maestris with my permission. So ask the Maya Skinen, exactly what is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? Ilema, Balkri, Balkri,
that you're taking, that you're taking off truma from my produce, from my produce, ledatei the man. Whose das is the Mishnah referring to? Ilam ledatei the day that you come from my permission. Man shav yishliach. How could you take off, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, truma from my produce without, for my produce, without me appointing you to be a shliach? Ella, ledata de balakri, hakamahale. But so it means that I ask you to be a shliach on my behalf. But if I ask you to be a shliach on my behalf, to take off from my produce, truma, how could I ask you to do something on my behalf? If we're referring to a situation where I made a nether that I can't benefit from you. So if I made a nether that I may not benefit from you, how could I ask you to take off truma on my behalf? Ella, how must we understand the Gemara? Shaloi ashabel kri, that you're taking off truma from your fruit on behalf of me. And now let's continue understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ledatoi. And we need to understand, what does that mean, ledatoi the man? Ilem ledatoi the balakri, if we're going to say that I asked you to do so, hakamahanile. If I asked you to take off truma on my behalf, and here not only did I ask you to take off truma on my behalf, I asked you to use your fruit to take off truma on my behalf, so I'm certainly benefiting from you. And I made a nether that I may not benefit from you. How come a hanile? Ella, it must be ledata de nafshe, that you're taking off produce from your fruit on behalf of my produce. Umishaloi taima shachaveri. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the halach is that you could take off from your produce on behalf of me without my knowledge. Vi amrit tzarech das. If we're going to say, as this sugya began, that you may not do so without my permission, so we're back to the question, hakamahanile. Ella, it must be a proof that when you're taking produce, your truma from my fruit on behalf of me, and you're using only your produce, you don't need to have my permission. So our question seems to be answered. Says Mara, it's not a raya. Loyal mi bal kri a bal kri. It's speaking about a case that you took off produce from my fruit on behalf of me. Why is that acceptable if we're referring here to a situation where I'm not allowed to have handor from you? Because I didn't appoint you to be a shliach. As the Gemara says, as Rava teaches us, I just made an announcement. Kalaroitz litrim yavavitrim. I just made an announcement. Whoever wants to take truma may do so. But not that I deliberately appointed you to be my shliach. So since I didn't deliberately appoint you to be my shliach, I just made this very broad announcement, that's not considered as if you're being my shliach and I'm having from you. Hachinami, and that's what we're going to explain the Gemara, that I said, kol ha'roitz lava yitroim v'yitroim. And there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara is saying. The Ritva and the Rabban explain that when somebody makes a announcement of kol ha'roitz litroim yav v'yitroim, it's not considered I appointed a shliach. And since it's not considered that I appointed a shliach, so you, even though I'm not allowed to have any benefit from you, are not acting as my shliach. The Ran says that, of course, you have to be a shliach. Why do you have to be a shliach? Because, says the Ran, that only a person can take off truma on his own behalf, or he can appoint a shliach to take off truma on his behalf. It can't just be an outsider. But explains the Ran, what is the issue if I made a nether that I'm not allowed to benefit from you? The issue if I made a nether that I may not benefit from you is because if I made you a shliach, you're doing something on my behalf. Here, I didn't make you a shliach. So if you won't take it, because I didn't ask you specifically to take it on my behalf. Since I didn't ask you to take it on my behalf, so therefore it's not considered as if you're doing me a favor. And many Rishonim actually connect this to what we learned earlier, Chanan's opinion, that if somebody lent money to a woman, the halacha is that it's not considered that he did something on behalf of the husband, because the husband didn't ask him. Here too, the fact that I didn't ask you to do it, I just made this broad statement, what that means to say is that if you won't do it, somebody else will do it. And since you, if you won't do it, somebody else will do it, that means that I'm not really benefiting from you, because there's always going to be somebody to do it. And that's why it's not considered, that's why it's not going to be considered an act of shlichus. Continues the Gemara. Barmine Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Zeira. Atayrim Mishloya Shlachaveroi. We know that the Torah gives the right to whoever gives the truma. The Torah gives the right to whoever gives the truma to choose which kohen should be the one to receive that truma. Of course, the halacha is that the kohen himself is not allowed to go to a person and say to him that, you know what, if you give me the truma, if you give me truma, I'll work for you, and therefore please give me the truma. That is usur. Here we're talking about that I have a right to choose who I'm going to give, which kohen I'm going to give it to. And the halacha is, if the kohen has a relative who is a Yisrael, the kohen has a grandfather who is a Yisrael, and this Yisrael wants to see his grandson be the kohen to receive the truma. So he goes over to the owner of that field and he says, I'll give you some money, and for that, choose my grandson to be the one to get the truma. The halacha is that that is permissible. There are limitations. There are limitations how much you're allowed to pay for that. But that's not the point. That's called Tovus Hanah. So here we have two separate individuals. We have one individual is the individual who's giving the truma from his produce on behalf of someone else. But there's the other person who it's his produce that's now going to be mutter to be eaten. It's not tevel. Who gets the Tovus Hanah? Mir minin. La per de haich. Kimasak nekar dahu. Isn't there a situation, if not that I had, that this person was giving the truma, then there would never be anything to talk about here. And therefore he deserves the Tovus Hanah. Or the more we can make a counter argument. Ilaf kar dahu. If not that I had tevel produce, la per de dein truma, there would be no truma here. So it's therefore it should be my right to make, it should be my right to make the decision which kohen should be the one getting the truma, or it should be, and as we said, it's also a financial, because Tovus Hanah has a value. Amalei, Amakras, Kol Tvua Zerecha. The Torah says, it's called Tvua Zerecha. And then the Torah says, Nesata Kes B'chol Shetav Nafshka, that's dependent on the person who owns the produce, he makes that choice. Ask the Gemara that Eisvei Tairim as Trumas Vesemar Yisoysov, we learned in our Mishnah that even though I made a neder that you can't take Truma my behalf, that you can't, I can't have any benefit from you, the loch is Tairim as Trumas Vesemar Yisoysov Adatai. That, and the Mishnah Gemara is assuming that Pshat in the Mishnah is that I could take truma from you on behalf of somebody that I'm not allowed to have a nor from. If we're going to say that the person who owns the produce is the one that gets the Tovus Hanah, he's giving him a financial benefit that he's going to be able to get the Tovus Hanah. From our Mishnah, says the Gemara Tzuraya, that Tovus Hanah delay, that I'm the one that gets the Tovus Hanah, and even though I'm not allowed to get any benefit from you, I'm not getting any benefit from you. You're not getting the Tovus Hanah. I am. Amri Loi. The Mishnah is speaking about Mishal Balakri, Abalakri, or Data Balakri. Why is not considered I'm getting benefit from you? Because Kol Roitz Lo Litroim Yavav Yitroim. Because I didn't make you into my Shliach.
Toshma. Damar avu amar Rabbi Yochanan. The hamagdish, the halacha is that if somebody is magdish an animal for as a carbon for someone else, and now there's a mum in that animal. The halacha is that if somebody was magdish an animal as a carbon, and that carbon becomes a balmum, when he's poided the carbon, when he redeems it, he has to add a chaymish. But if it wasn't the original owner who was magdish the animal, the halacha is somebody outside who wasn't the individual who was magdish the animal does not have to add a chaymish. So here we're referring to a situation somebody was magdish an animal on behalf of someone else, and it became balmum, and we're being poided. Who adds to add the chaymish? Moisef chaymish. The one that was magdish the animal, even though he wasn't a magdish it for his own need, he was magdish it for someone else's need, he's the one that, if he's poided, he's the one that adds chaymish. Meskaper oisa tmura. As we've mentioned previously in our shurim, there's a very interesting din in the Torah that loy yamirenu. If somebody designates a healthy animal as a carbon, loy yamirenu, you may not substitute it. Vim yamirenu, the Torah says if somebody violates that halacha and he does substitute, the halacha is v'hayuhu usmarasa yakodesh. Both animals are kodesh. Who is the one that has the ability to make it into a tamura? The one that the carbon, the animal is designated on his behalf. And the third halacha, v'tayrim al shaloi apin shaloi, the halacha is that if somebody is taking truma from my fruit on behalf of somebody, I'm taking truma from my produce on behalf of someone else, it says here explicitly, toivus hano shaloi, the toivus hano is given to the toivus hano of choosing the kayin, or getting the kayin, or getting the money for that toivus hano belongs to the person who actually took off the truma. So we've been learning in our shir that Kolab writes lava yitroi, yava yitroi, that somebody else could take off truma on my behalf if I just make that announcement. The Rashba asks a question. He says the Gemara Masech Techulin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that if Shimon heard somebody asking Reuven to take truma for him, he goes and takes truma by himself, it's void, because he was never designated to be a shliach. So we see that even though the owner is not interested in taking off his own truma, somebody else cannot take it unless he was officially designated. Our Gemara seems to say you don't need to have that official designation. Answers the Rashba. The Gemara in Chulin is referring to a case by where he took off truma from the owner's crop, from the owner's produce. Only a designated shliach could take off from my produce truma. In our Gemara, we're speaking about not where he took off truma from my produce. If he's taking off truma from my produce, he has to have permission for me to do so. Here, he's taking from his own produce on my behalf, and therefore, even though I didn't officially designate him as a shliach, all I indicated is that I don't care if somebody takes off truma on my behalf, it's satisfactory. And the Tzois explains the Rashba. He says, there's a concept, which we introduced in our shir, of zochen la'adam shloi befonav, that you could do me a favor without my consent. But the halacha says, the Tzois, is zochen li'adam. You could do something for me, shloi befonav. But zochen mi'adam, as somebody to do something from my produce, that you can't do without my permission. And in fact, there's an interesting shaila that the Trumas Hadeshin discusses. A woman was making dough, and she left the dough to rise before she took off challah. Her worker saw that it came time to bake the bread, but it was a problem. The challah wasn't yet removed. So the question is, she wasn't appointed to take off challah. Can she take off challah without permission? So the Trumas Hadeshin said, yes, you're doing her a favor, because as Zochel Adam Shalai Lefanov, says the Tzois, he's not sure that that's correct. He says, number one, we just said Zochel Lo Adam Shalai Lefanov, I could do you a favor from my produce, not from yours, to take off challah from your dough without me being appointed to do so is not something that is allowed to be done. The other point that Tzai says is this wasn't a situation, maybe in a situation where there was nothing else. So I could say I'm doing you a favor. Here, the halacha is that even though typically we take off challah from the dough, not afterwards baked, the halacha is that you could take off challah even after the dough was baked. So since this woman wasn't appointed to take off the challah, she shouldn't take off the challah. As she's saying it needs to get baked, the dough is ready to be put into the oven, we'll take the challah later. We'll take the challah later, rather doing something without permission.